Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, I don't see him around anymore though.
Nah, fine. Go away, nigga. You was too shifty anyway.
Oh boy. All right, hot mics.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
That is a dynamic ass word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the God.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And we are here back in full effect again, backstage side. We're a little woozy here. A
lot of shows.
Yeah, man. I'm a little tired.
A lot of shows.
After a rigorous European leg of the tour.
And then a rigorous Texas leg of the tour.
Yeah.
In Plano.
Plano, Texas. Which I think Plano, yeah, that one took a little bit of a toll.
Plano kicked my ass a little bit. I ain't going to lie. Just the mental.
It was the mental, the food, obviously. When in Texas,
yeah, you going to barbecue, slowing us down.
You're texting it up.
And
right.
It was just an itis-y ass place. Everything spread out, all these rehab clinics, every fucking place. It was weird. Barbecue and rehab.
Yeah, I took a lot of naps
in church.
Plano, Texas. I can say that. Like, it was like a lot of naps.
Yeah, man. And then the crowds, shout out to my Thursday night and my Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that couple from Sunday night, but everything else, yeah, I'm all right.
Well, I don't know. How's the comedy? They're always a great establishment.
Minnesota rocks.
Yeah, and the staff is always lovely and, you know, really.
Oh,
pushing.
Yeah, shout out to the staff in the house.
Yeah, I will say this. It's a rather, the staff is becoming a bit.
Loosey goosey.
Yeah, it's interesting.
They too chummy.
There's a feminist version of comedy clubs that I'm seeing here. It's just all chicks. It's just all, and it's nothing against chicks, but they're like chicks, dude. Like
chicks.
21-year-old chicks.
And delightfully intrusive. Delightfully. Not annoyingly intrusive, but my God, intrusive is a
thing. I just don't. Is it safe to say I don't feel safe at a comedy club?
Nah.
That's being ran by all 20 something.
Mid 20 feisty?
Yeah.
Just.
There's no way all of the dishes are getting sanitized properly.
You asshole.
There's no way. Like. There's no way the food is being like you.
No security.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody gets nothing. Out of hand, what are you gonna do?
Are y'all gonna tackle this nigga? Five of y'all.
I'll show you my nipple rings if you leave peacefully.
Maybe that. It was a lot of nipple rings. It was a lot of nipple rings and tattoos everywhere.
I mean, maybe that goes with comedy. Like, what to me was fascinating watching, like, as the older crowds that are out on dates.
Yeah,
they're
man.
Just being seated by like a 21-year-old chick, ass cheeks sticking out of the
ass
skirt.
Crazy out. You're,
like tattoos, belly piercings, shoulders,
mid-drift,
neck, back, everything
shoulders out.
And you go like, man, I hope she's not expecting a tip with that attitude. Because your tip is going to be, why don't you put on a sweater, Missy?
Yeah, no. Shout out to the, fine, whatever.
I mean, the only dudes that was there was the black dudes working in the kitchen who we didn't get to meet them.
They didn't. They was like, "What's up, bro?" And I was like, "What's up, bro?" But they weren't fun.
Yeah.
They was like to work. They got they was on their job. Man. Yeah, I don't know.
But shout out to all the new listeners from Plano. If you're a new listener,
if you are a new listener in Plano,
we're at a dope show, so that's why you followed.
My Saturday night, like I said, the Saturday night was fan fucking tastic. Yeah, they came through.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Saturday was a good day in Plano.
Yeah, it was a nice.
We had
day.
Good weather. We went to some weird Texas festival. Which we experienced a lot in Texas. We actually got accused of being homeless.
Homeless? That was pretty funny. That was pretty cool. Are you fellas homeless? Nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my face. Got a Kenzo outfit on. Got an outfit full of Kenzo. Gonna ask me. I smell better than he do. I don't know, man. Whatever. Maybe I gotta start shaving or something.
I think we were in Crackhead Park.
Recovering Crackhead Park.
Yeah,
it was
clean.
It was clean. It was nice.
We were looking for something to do, and if you've ever been to Plano, Texas.
Can't smoke weed out there, so.
As a matter of fact, T, can you Google things to do in Plano, Texas? Because I'm going to show you the page.
It was pretty funny.
That I referenced, you know what I mean, to find out things to do in Plano, Texas. Because I'm an adventurer. I'm an adventurer. Show me what's out here.
Be out there.
I want to see. I go outside.
Searching and looking. This nigga
searching
be out
for what? I don't
in
know.
The woods.
But it must have been her grandma's dog. All right. So what's that, 20 things to do? All right. Go ahead. Click on that. Visit Plano.
Watch this shit.
All right. It's loading up. All right. So we saw that, right?
Yep.
That picture there, we saw that. So we did that.
Uh-huh.
All right. What does this say? Oh, we saw that. Okay. So even if you play that video, we saw it. Don't play the video. I don't want to play the video. Fouling, we didn't go do that. We were told not to do that because it was stupid. They have this thing where they combine football and bowling.
Yeah.
So you throw a football and try to knock over as many bowling pins. That's how bored they are.
That sounds like some white people shit.
Yeah, and I didn't want to go because it sounded like too much white people shit. Like it might have been like a weird one.
Yeah, I draw the line at whatever that throw the sack in the hole thing is.
Oh,
cornhole,
which is a weird name for
cornhole.
Cornhole, that's white people dominoes right there.
Is it?
Yeah, there's horseshoes and cornhole, and there's another version of it where it's like two balls on a string, and you throw it at like a little drying rack, and
I got good at bones when I was a janitor on the Garden State Parkway.
Yeah,
like it was a funny setting. Like I met up with all the black employees, and it was like different from the Turnpike, which was all white. So when all black, it was like that movie Cadence. You remember Charlie Sheen?
Mm-hmm.
Jail with the black.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, yeah, man.
And I started playing bones, and I got good at it, and that's where I learned a lot of my shit talk.
Talking shit.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. All right, pull it back up. What's that? What does it show there? All right, so scroll down past the fouling thing or foaling. I don't know how the fuck you say that. To where they're actually listening. Oh, the pool. We didn't go do that. There's a pool shaped like Texas.
No, fuck no. We didn't do
how
no shit
How are you
like
supposed
that.
To know it's shaped like Texas unless you're up high?
That's a good point.
I mean, I'm sure you can see it once you get there. It's
I mean, on the sharp parts, maybe in the sharp parts you figure it's something.
Oh,
Whatever. The fuck was that?
We didn't do any of that.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
We didn't go out to no wood.
It wasn't hot
I didn't go canoeing.
That.
No,
I
fuck
would never
that.
Go canoeing.
I never in my life. And pretty much everything right there, we did in the same spot.
Right. All of that was everything else. Everything though that you're seeing is in like a few block radius. You know what I mean? Like we saw
like same square radius. It's not even a radius. It's all in one box.
Because I was trying to see where they show you like, oh, you got to go see this gazebo, which we saw the gazebo. Yeah, like that's the whole city. That's everything.
Yeah, we
that
saw
is
all that.
Everything.
It's like Baltimore.
No, Baltimore.
Right in that little...
No,
Baltimore at least got some city going around it to do something else. There was nothing else to do in Plano.
Oh,
so when we took a Uber to downtown Plano to see like you know some of the sites that were supposed to be going on downtown, it was nothing to do. We were like, oh, we were done in like 7 minutes. So he's like, fuck it. We went and sat
trash.
In the park, and we were going to try to smoke in the park. But, you know, Texas is a little wonky
like
with the laws.
They don't like that smoke stuff. They got guns, but no weed.
Right. And we were trying to tell them, if you put the weed up, you can put the guns down. You won't even need the guns if everyone's smoking weed. But that's a whole other legislative thing.
Yeah, we tried.
So we weren't smoking in the park, especially because there was a white woman decorating for this big festival next
Putting
day.
American flags on a white picket
right.
fence. It was real.
Like,
it was weird.
There's no way she's not going to call the cops.
There's no way. That shit was a fucking giveaway. So yeah, go ahead.
Right. So as we're sitting on a bench, just, I don't know, contemplating the day, waiting for the show to start, what I can only describe as a former addict, a white man. He approached us. He literally came from the other side of the little pond and walked up, and I'm not exaggerating. He go, "Are y'all homeless?" I mean, he's in the most southern twang. Y'all ain't homeless, are you?
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm like, what? And then like he realized,
white slave voice. I was like, if you don't get this white fucking field nigga away from me.
And
he was like a white field nigga.
Right.
Are you homeless? I'm like, how dare you?
Right. And he realized his mistake right away. He goes, oh, no, y'all ain't homeless. Oh, hell, y'all look great. I got to ask everybody because, you know, I try to help people out here that are recovering.
He had a sack full of snacks or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck
he had. Trying to lure people into rehab.
I was like, you jackass. You got this rehab recruit out here talking shit in Texas. But, yeah, it was pretty boring.
Yeah.
But shout out to the staff for being very entertaining.
Yeah.
And fun night. Shout out to Hot Topic. He was very good. And, yeah. Wasn't it Natasha Koye? Way to go, girl.
Oh.
It was like a double feature for the fucking shit. It was like four comics for the price of three. It was a good time.
Buy three, get one free. Like tires, right? I always hated those stupid deals.
It was a very silly show.
You ever see those deals at Goodyear? You buy three tires, you get the fourth one free.
Oh, look at that.
What?
Yeah.
No, you know what? No, I'm paying for the fourth off principle.
I haven't been to a tire store in so long because since I ain't had a car in ages.
Yeah.
Those little stores don't even exist.
Don't even matter, right? Isn't that the best when you just pull up to your destination and you just get out of the car?
And you're there.
Whatever the fuck happens to that car is whatever happens to it. I could be in an Uber and I could hear like, ooh, your brakes need changing. Well, not my problem.
Not my problem there, bruh.
You ever look over the driver's shoulder and see that check engine light on and go, whoo, not my problem. I hope this little $17 helps you solve whatever you trying
get you
to get
some motor oil or whatever you need. Hope this $17 gets you the right kind of motor oil so you can check your engine light, nigga.
Yeah,
stop by a gas station after you drop me off.
The Uber driver in France that brought us to the airport, first of all, she was driving wild like everybody else was. But I heard a ding, 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 which was definitely like a check your oil or your engine is fucked up thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. Not my car.
I don't mean to sound sexist. I worry when it's if it's a female Uber driver and the car is not brand new.
Only in my Uber getting days has a woman driver conned me with a different car and a dog in the front seat.
At St. Louis, yeah.
Only a chick that has done that. Yeah. It's not the car, but it's me. And don't worry about the dog. He on the shift too.
Did you realize, though, we were having like a weird. It was only in Paris. We were getting in the car, and they saw us, and they just were like, oh, let me drive wild and play hip-hop and, like, Fast and the Furious. The Uber driver from the train station did that to us.
Yeah, the guy that first picked us up. Yeah.
A couple of Uber drivers would
he kept
like
starting
the
track over, too,
to
try to see if
you
would like it. Yeah, yeah. That was funny. Like, so Derek has a look to him that is it's starting to attract some attention.
And I really don't like it.
Yeah.
It's
getting a bit bad because you had a Rough Riders hoodie on at IHOP in Plano, Texas.
Yeah, and tell him what happened.
And some desperate Mexican who is he plans on making it out of Plano, Texas.
Yeah, and he was telling us.
And my man came. He wasn't even our waiter, guys.
He was a busboy.
But he... Our waiter had just asked, are y'all good? Y'all need anything? And then she dipped off to the kitchen, and my man slid up like, yo, I'm the hottest thing in the streets right now.
He said, before y'all leave?
Can I spit something for y'all? And it's like, what?
What?
No, man. Like, and I'm not going to lie. I'm usually not offended by that kind of stuff, but I was in this situation.
And he said, this nigga's racist.
Right. It's another dude right next to us. You didn't pitch your raps to him at all.
Oh, nah. But when it came down to us,
right,
he wanted to start rapping. So, you know me. I can't. I said,
this was brutal.
He said, let me rap for y'all. I was like, I only listen to jazz. That was the first thing that made me laugh. Then he said, then this nigga went on and said, he doubled down. He said, well, I got some jazzy ass raps. I said, nigga, if you can't pull out a saxophone right now and play a tune while I'm eating my eggs, I don't want to hear the shit. It's breakfast. I got a headache. I said everything. And then he was like, you really want to hear my shit? I was like, nah, man, I'm just trying to eat, right?
Right.
Then he reluctantly takes my food off the table. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Because he had to go, let me just get this.
Let me get the dishes done since I'm, you know, I'm over here. And then, but he never stopped there. He made a few more rounds to come back. Like, yo, y'all really not gonna listen? Like, I'm really him. You
and
know?
I'm like, nigga,
I'm really him.
Then he going. Then he see me talking to my mom. He overhears something about a show. Oh, y'all motherfuckers already famous as shit. And y'all got a wave, huh? Y'all already got a. What is that, y'all? Like, he was. I'm like, nigga, do your job.
Like, he came to our table at least four times to pitch his rap, and that was way too many times. And I was waiting for him to do it a fifth time so I could ask for the manager. You know what I mean? Because it's just been weird. Like, yo, bro, we come in here to eat pancakes. And your busboy aggressively trying to rap for us.
They go full McDougal everywhere now. Yeah. I think what is it about us? Because it seemed like they go McDougal just in front of us.
Black people, yeah, man. Like, I mean, we're black people showing up in places where black people ain't really supposed to be showing up.
I know, right? Walking past fucking groups of cops. Oh, God, Paris was wild. They was getting ready for the Olympics. So they all had machine guns out. That shit was crazy, Nat. Let me tell you something right now. They was staring us, they was eyeing us down. They was giving like ocular pat downs. It was weird in Paris, but it was still good.
Yeah, man.
Crowds was great, food was great.
Yeah, a lot of people still complaining about the food. I was talking to people about that last night, and like the food was bad.
We went everywhere great. That pizza I had, knockout.
Have you put weight back on since you got back to the States?
I don't think so.
I feel it.
Maybe yesterday I had a lot of Shake Shack the other day.
What's a lot of Shake Shack?
I had
What the fuck does that mean?
I had a lot of Shake Shack. Like, I was so munchied out. I was smoking something.
Yeah.
I ordered a smokestack double and then a single just hamburger. And then I had cheese fries. I was like, I went the fuck in. It was like, what the hell happened, nigga? Like, you know, it was bad. But I that was 2 days ago. I haven't eaten in 2 days.
I don't really fuck Jesus Christ. I don't really fuck with Shake Shack like that. I just heard, what's
like
the name
burgers,
it's about
man.
To be? It's about to be a rap. Well, not a rap, but Chick-fil-A.
What, Diddy? Diddy about to be.
But Chick-fil-A, they finally giving in. And they start getting, like, they don't care that the food got antibiotics and shit in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, I thought you meant it was going to open on Sunday.
If they might as well now. What's the point?
Yo, they going.
What's the point?
They franchising the chicken?
I mean, it's
and
hard.
McDonald's is partnering with Krispy Kreme. They're going to start serving
Krispy Kreme
at McDonald's, too.
They going to start. That's on brand. That's on brand. We the fattest country in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
Donuts at the burger spot.
Krispy Kreme. Not just donuts, nigga. Krispy Kremes with your Big Mac or whatever.
All right.
They're going to use those donuts.
They're going to use the bun. Yep. It's the Luther burger.
People going to make those. Yeah,
it's
gonna make
fucking
those.
The Boondocks all over again.
People going to make those for sure. But
they're going to use them donuts as buns. T telling the truth.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Going to be the fat Toto burger.
Jesus. We also saw Toto Pops while we was in Plano.
Toto Pops.
I know. I felt bad for that lady, too. We walked right up
and
to her
laughed
cart.
In her face.
She's like at a fair selling whatever the fuck she's selling. And we're like, ha! Toto Pops, get a load of this. All right, let me take your picture,
and
dummy.
She was like, guys, what are you laughing at? I was like, it's an inside joke.
Yeah. Do you want to see it? Nope.
I wanted to fuck up her face.
You didn't
just
ask her, like, where's Toto come from?
Nope.
Dang.
No, we just
laughed, took a picture, and kept it moving.
And got another.
And she just had to sit there and pose for the picture, like a jackass.
Yeah, the only thing I liked about the Texas thing was that the black family had the longest line for their barbecue.
Yeah.
Like they had their shit around the park. I was like, that's dope.
Well, they came prepared. Which I mean, you got to do that. I think you got to limit a fare like that to one barbecue spot.
Yeah, man.
And otherwise, it was
delicious.
It's just a feeding frenzy after that. You know what I mean? Yeah, like if there's more than one barbecue spot,
they were selling turkey legs, fucking three rib mac and cheese. Yeah,
what's the
great
fare that they do in Prospect Park? T is it called Smorgasbord?
Yeah, they have it across Brooklyn, like in Williamsburg. And
you haven't been to this shit? It's just
I've heard a fair,
but yeah, it's just a bunch of vendors.
I was on shrooms one time and I walked through a smorgasbord.
Bro, did you, like, yeah, it's overwhelming because it's like
all kinds of foods.
And all kinds of women.
And all kinds of smells and the women, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like
all kinds of underarm hair, talk about it. Yeah, all kinds of dirty footers.
Brooklyn is kind of turning into
that's
into
a
Perry
dirty
like
footer arena. Smorgasbord ain't nothing but dirty footers.
Yeah, dirty footers with fupas.
Fupa, dirty footers, eating, taste testing, everything. Crazy. I done seen it all in Brooklyn, nigga. I was in those streets.
Hey, guys. I want to talk to you about Capsulite. Capsulite, it's a drinking pill. Well, it's a pill to keep you from feeling bad from drinking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like an elixir.
I guess so. It's like you take them with you to the bar.
Okay.
And you either drink them before you drink.
Okay.
Or you could just put one in your own drink. Or maybe if you see a chick who's had a little bit too much to drink, you can put it in her drink.
That's probably not... That's probably the best thing to do.
It's doctor formulated. Support your liver and make sure that you are going to have a better day the next day and not feel the total effects of all the alcohol you consumed the night before.
Well, your heart's in the right place.
it looks bad. But once we get it out there that that's what we're doing, people will actually appreciate you. All right? So listen, I'm going to give you a 30% off coupon. Matter of fact, I don't even need to give you the coupon. You just need to go to capsulite.com. And when you go to check out, you will automatically get 30% off applied to your first order. There's no minimum necessary, so order as many as you want and put them in as many drinks as you can. Use promo code GAS for tracking. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's Texas.
Uh-huh.
You want to get high?
Yeah.
Like really high.
High.
Like super duper legally high?
Like work at a comedy club high?
Yeah. Well, then you need to go to yodelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to go and I'm going to stock up after I just spent 5 days.
5 days.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the beginning of Monday in Texas where regular THC is illegal. And I said, oh my God, why am I out of my Delta 8? And it's like,
this is a job for Delta 8.
Right. So if you ever find yourself in Texas, and like not the cool part of Texas, not like Austin, Texas.
You're talking about Plano.
Hey, I'm talking about the Planos.
You're talking about Plano,
the
Texas.
The Dallases, the Arlingtons, where it's just frowned upon. Well, go to yodelta.com where you can find a mix of gummies, vapes, flowers, and all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you Delta 8 works. And that these products should be taken in responsibly.
And
you know
serious and responsibly. What's that?
In France.
Yeah.
France. They're a little weird.
Yeah, had little had cops with their little burger joint hats and machine guns.
Couldn't wait to be able to tell those cops, get away, it's Delta 8. So once more, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta. Home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, let's get back into it.
Let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I will say being back in New York, New York is definitely home, but it is like a lot smaller now. It's a lot.
I'm a traveled man.
Yeah, it's a little less significant. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, there's people here, but there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people everywhere.
Other doing other cool shit, you know?
A lot of people everywhere.
Yeah.
Shout out to Harrods, that fucking place. I feel like I was in a movie when we was in there.
Yeah.
That marketplace with all them foods, and then you go upstairs, there's diamonds everywhere. Then you go to the left, there's watches everywhere. And then you go somewhere else, clothes, flash shit everywhere. And then a fucking fifth floor full of technology. It was crazy.
I love technology.
Yeah, man, Harrods. London, I'm in love with. I got to go back.
Yeah, I'll definitely go back.
In London, I'll definitely go back. You can keep the other ones, I mean, they were awesome. Geneva was awesome. I can't afford Geneva. That water, man, and them watches. I wanted the Hublot.
Afford it soon enough.
I'll afford it soon. Before you know it, shit.
Well, while we talk about all this traveling, we should go ahead and do a little bit of plugs.
Oh, shit, because we still got some dates.
Where we going to be at as we finish up the four tour. T, can you pull up the little link?
But it's a busy month. Over?
Yeah. April 8th. We'll be in Washington, D.C.
Oh, shit. I'm hyped for that because after that, going home.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw Eddie Lyles last night. He was out there hanging out at the Patrice O'Neal benefit after party. April 12th, we'll be returning to the Pennsylvania area. I'm Pottstown. We'll be at Soul Joe's.
Hey, Soul Joe's. I'm hyped. Yeah. Last time we had a good old time. Let's fuck around again.
Yeah, yeah. So we're in the indoor room. That'll be a good time. Please get those tickets before that sells out. And then April 19th and 20th. Spend 420 with the guys in Baltimore.
Yikes.
Where they just knocked the fucking bridge down this morning.
Did you see that tragic shit?
That was weird. Yeah, man.
Man. And because the lights went on and it went back off and then turned on and they made it hard right and it hit the thing. It looked like it was almost intentional, but yeah. I'm not a conspiracy man. But it did look a little fishy.
That said, that's going to mess up a lot of ships making their way out now. And they got to reroute all the ships.
They're going to have TSA. They're going to have TSA ships.
Hey, check your motherfucking cargo. Check your cargo.
Take all the cargo off and put it in the tray.
Yo, speaking of TSA, they pulled some of them off of, X-ray machines and gave them new jobs with fucking loudspeakers down there by baggage claims.
Them niggas is hustlers.
Yeah.
Don't trust them cabbies at the light.
This made me feel like New York, this is how bad New York is getting. Because that felt like some third world country shit. That's some shit that happens when you come out the airport in Jamaica.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, yo, man, no go with no unlicensed cab. You know, and it's like, who the fuck is still falling for an unlicensed car?
They keep niggas from getting trafficked.
Yeah, but like, again, I don't understand. And follow me in the temple.
But it was funny how she was saying, them niggas is hustlers.
Yeah, she was going to fuck off. But talk to me.
Don't get them niggas is hustlers.
Human trafficking, that is a lot of work. I get it that there's a lot of money in it. But like, you are taking a chance, pulling up to the airport, assuming you gonna find somebody that you can steal, you know what I mean, and that they there's a lot of traffic to fight through to steal people.
Oh wow!
And then where do you go once you get the people?
I don't know. According to them, they on a yacht with a bunch of billionaires buying up shit. It's weird. I saw Taken.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like
they was trying to sell off.
What is the fake vehicle that you're getting into? Obviously, you're not going to get into no windowless van. You know
Pretty
what I mean?
Wild shit, man.
And are people just stealing people in Camrys? Is that what's happening?
Camry would be the car, right? Because you're kind of hidden in plain sight.
Right.
Everybody got a Camry,
right?
Throw a body in the back of the trunk. Yeah, you ain't gonna be like, oh, that one. Nah, yeah, might be. Inconspicuous.
I mean, let me stop talking before I get taken when I show up at a.
Yeah, man, I don't like
and
none of that shit.
I'll get taken at like a local.
Somebody
airport,
take
like
me
Tampa.
To where the weed is at when it's illegal. Take me to the weed when it's in a town with a bunch of prudes. Shout out to Plano.
Yeah, they did all right out there. They did all right.
They did what they could.
All right. Also, want to shout out to the people that did subscribe to the Patreon. Making sure that Baby T has some money coming in. Patreon will feature some new videos along with, you know, anybody that's still on the gas side, you can still, you know, get your membership through gasdigital.com. Use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial. But if some of you are just like, I like that website. It can really work.
NNFA 14 for a 2-week free trial.
Oh, it's 2 weeks now.
Yeah,
oh,
if you use NNFA 14, you get 2 weeks.
You know what we do with this, which is so funny? We're like the Duolingo trial. Duolingo always offers me a trial on Super Duo.
Okay.
You guys know what Super Duo is?
What's that?
Super Duo is when you can't get anything wrong. You just keep going. You got infinity lives. I don't like to play that way because if there's no consequences, then how the fuck do you learn, right? But they always offer you, you want to do Super Duo for 2 days? All right, maybe 3 days. Maybe 7 days. Maybe 14 days. And it's like,
maybe 7 days.
What the fuck, man? Like, yeah, I'm not going with y'all because y'all keep playing. You keep playing. So, you know, figure out what's the best time to play along with gas and get the longest trial out of there. I'm not giving no trials on the Patreon.
I'm not giving no goddamn trials.
Yeah, you go over there to Patreon, you subscribe for $5 a month, which, I mean, come on, what's that? That's a cup of coffee. That's a cup of artisanal coffee.
Artisanal coffee is like $7.58.
Right, and I know y'all be paying that.
Sometimes
and y'all be
it's
tipping.
$6.25.
And y'all be tipping because the barista's got her cleavage out and she's got tattoos all up and down her legs.
Shout out to those baristas that be wearing the belly chain in June with the fucking, you.
Okay, here's the thing.
No bra, nipple ring, only in the right one. What?
I'm starting to feel a way about this. That nose piercing thing, you know, the bull ring that
people
do.
The septum.
I don't like that in my barista anymore.
Why?
Because it looks almost like their nose is running.
It almost looks like they know how to make a good cup of coffee.
But what I'm saying is, like, I don't know. It just looks weird, man.
Nah,
like
nigga,
dripping stuff in my
coffee. Barista. Let him be weird and fun and wear no bra and shit. That's what half the coffee experience is for me.
Here's my thing. I can't get pick-me-up from a chick who looks down. You know what I mean? Like them emo baristas.
Hey,
all sad with the makeup and them Asian eyes.
They are happy enough to walk out the house with no bra, knowing goddamn well a nigga gonna look.
That's a sign of depression.
Hey,
no
man,
bra,
let him be depressed. Don't you take away half my coffee experience, Dave. Let these bitches be depressed with their belly chains looking good.
Oh,
they be looking
that.
Good. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them be looking good.
Wait, well, so you're saying that you want your barista to be like, hi, how are you?
Fuck no.
Welcome to the coffee shop.
I don't
Hello.
Want any
Welcome
of that.
Good morning.
I like when they kind of mean and sexy.
Yeah, I want a knowledgeable, perky.
I don't want that. They putting coke in the coffee. They putting cocaine in the coffee. I don't need that.
Or give me, I want to go to a coffee shop where there's a guy there who looks like Luis Guzman.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Big old
like,
head.
Yeah.
Big old canopy head.
No, because he looks like he's breathing all heavy.
Yeah,
shit.
I want that guy with the hairy tummy and the gray wife beater.
Why,
pull
Dave,
up a picture
why?
Of Luis Guzman.
Why?
That way I don't feel compelled to tip. I don't have to deal with Luis and
I like tipping. I don't know what it is.
You want small or large?
Ever since we tipped them people in London and they looked at us like we was gods, I say I'm tipping all the time.
You could just not tip the hot chicks, too.
No, you know what it is?
You don't tip.
You know where I love to get my coffee from, and I still love it, and I've always loved it. I love getting coffee from Poppy. And
like him.
Yes.
That's Poppy right there.
Yeah, well, he don't even give a fuck. The coffee's over in with the sugar and the milk. Give me a dollar.
But I like with a little slimmy bad. Don't like serving. You don't like when a little bad bitch seems serving a little coffee.
I do, but I just need a little diversity.
Sex pot 23
I need
year old.
A little diversity, and I need someone to make me feel like I have to pay for this. You're not gonna put no little tiny bad chick with her stomach out there and expect me not to steal no lemon cake while she's turning around making cappuccino.
I ain't gonna steal from the bitch. I just get the cake. Just look at her a little longer.
I got Black Air Force One energy. Nah, fuck that. While this cute girl.
I'ma steal all this shit. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good. That's balance. That's balance.
Yeah.
You're not being sexist if you do that.
Right. And fucking, hot chick at Starbucks, I'm slipping some of them chocolate-covered almonds in my pocket. No,
chocolate-covered almonds. This nigga like himself some nuts.
Stolen nuts.
What the fuck's wrong? You out of your mind. Nigga, you are out of your bean.
Because there are things that get me frustrated.
Bitches get you frustrated?
No, it's not bad bitches. But I don't like bad bitches corralling me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't like being put in a line. I don't like being corralled. I don't like being manipulated by bad bitches.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I just had a woman try to fast talk me on Amazon, talk about,
you got
do you want me
talk?
To put it on a gift card? No, I said put it back on my card. You know what I mean? And she's, yes, sir, I will get this on the gift card. That's the, you heard me. My card. Stop trying to fast track me. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
They know what they're doing.
You're calling out the fast talkers.
Yeah, man.
The fast trackers. Uh-huh. The girls with all that talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Which that's actually, we got a guest that's coming in. A little bit of a fast talker. A little bit of a corraller. All right.
Yeah.
She gets them going. All right. Eva Evans is here rejoining the show. Eva,
absolutely.
Come on in here, love.
One of my favorites.
I know, right? Look at you.
One of my days.
You looking skinny. What the fuck
you
been
doing?
You
on Ozempic?
I lost Maui. What's up, y'all?
What's up?
No, I had a stomach virus and the diarrhea was
crazy. Oh, yeah, man.
Uh-oh, you been down in Jamaica and them taking them photos in the waterfalls again?
Oh, you had like a food poison?
Got that dysentery?
Yeah, I got it when I got here. Like 2 days I got here, the virus was just crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
welcome back, man.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man. What you been up to, love?
I'm way back, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't like this?
I mean, I did like you when you were thicker.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not going to get that. I was 163 was mwah, but it wasn't healthy. I want to be back at like 150.
Okay.
Right now, I'm at like 142.
So, yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Get there first before you start fucking with anybody on the real. Because ain't nothing worse. Like, if somebody was to meet you now, and then you'd be like, hold on, I just got to put this 20 pounds back on. You'd be like, what the fuck? That's not the girl I met.
They would be right.
That's not the girl I met.
That would be fraud.
I'm not worried about meeting anyone. That's not. It doesn't seem likely, so it's.
Can you stop with that? You know, you're a beautiful lady. You're
thank
a beautiful
you,
young woman. You know that. I'm a fan of yours.
Well, you know what's funny that you say that though, because like you, along with some other people, like that are comics that are attractive, but don't date comics. Mm. So we don't know about your love life per se of it, and what you put out on stage or in your content. Mm-hmm. And you always describe a certain kind of guy that like. There's a qualification threshold that is already
yeah, you
put
do,
out
there's
there.
A screening process. There's an Eva Evans screening process.
And,
very nice.
And it's also fascinating because it just don't seem like nobody's meeting the threshold. Because you've been single.
A minute,
like,
hon.
Yeah.
Since 2015. April 2015. Me and my
that's brother. 9 years ago. God.
I've fucked with people.
Oh, but that's, everybody fucks. But that's crazy. That's
I know.
Wow, that's 9 years. Ooh, that's cold.
Yeah.
I thought I had the record.
My qualifications are that crazy. I just want someone who's over 6 foot.
Talk shit.
Heterosexual. That's talk really where. That's what niggas be tripping on.
Is it that bad
it's
out here? Right out there?
It's that bad.
We was just talking about that. We just got back from Texas. I told the audience every show, like, hey, ladies. I'm here if y'all looking. If there's any teachers in the audience, I will fuck you. There's no reason for you to be fucking students, all right?
It's so bad they're fucking the kid because the dudes be gay and stuff.
Texas and Florida, it's just running
really
rampant.
They be really wild.
Yeah. Wow. So, but, I mean, dudes is just gay, huh?
And the thing is they don't know. They don't be knowing that they're gay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this is what I
be
love.
Having to tell them.
Now you sound like
how's
Tiana.
How's that go?
Because Tiana be putting gay on everybody.
Bibbidi-bobbidi gay. Like,
everybody
she gay. Gay.
Everybody's gayer than you think they are.
New Yorkers are gay, all right?
Hey,
yeah,
gay.
Yeah.
Wait, so how?
What you mean? You the one that been single for 9 years.
Maybe you gay. She gay.
No, trust me, I can't be.
Okay.
The way my shit is set up, no bitch can ever set up.
Okay.
So ain't no strap on in the world, honey.
So dudes be gay, but don't be knowing that they're gay. So you need to find somebody that is heterosexual.
Heterosexual. I would prefer no children.
Okay.
It's getting harder the older that I get.
Uh huh.
But or if you do have children, I would like.
Just gotta have a good story.
The baby mother has to be dead.
Damn.
The baby mom has to be dead.
Yes.
Okay.
Or incarcerated.
So it's got to be a widower.
Yes. No, if he has kids.
So now you gonna have niggas out here murdering their baby moms or setting her up to get booked.
I don't want to deal with that. I'm traumatized with the baby mothers. I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay. Traumatized.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want straight, tall. That's I mean, and not like poor.
Poor.
Yeah.
No that's poverty.
It. Okay.
You gotta have some make
in a ratio. You go. You do any other race?
My preference is black men. However, I'm fully aware that black men don't prefer me, so I'm open to anything.
Wow.
Okay. I like the way you phrased that.
That kind of
it could have went the other way. That could have been like, no Chinese! No!
Oh, no, I was...
No Mexican! No Indian!
Nah. Like,
if you would have went down, wow!
Yeah. Nah, I don't mind.
Don't do that to yourself.
I'm open.
Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself. You're too fun. It's a very fun time.
But yeah, I'll date anybody who was born with a penis. Let's emphasize that.
Wow. And okay.
That's another thing, too.
All right.
It's really that.
So it can't be, because you got a joke like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Kind of fuck with me, yeah. And that made me laugh. It was a black ass when you did it, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was one of our black ass comedy show elites.
I found
myself booking Eva a whole lot, and she would kill a whole lot.
Thank you.
It was nice. It was a nice time.
That jacket is cute. You always got some drip on, son.
I'll be fucking.
You see them feet.
See the feet fucking with me. Look through it the little. Right?
Son, you were so fly.
I'll be trying, baby.
Anyways.
Love Eva Evans.
I love y'all too. I miss y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We've been out here, you know.
Y'all was in London.
Yeah.
Eating fish and chips and shit?
Yeah.
I didn't eat the fish and chips.
I feel like the food out there is corny.
No. It's just where you got to go.
Yeah.
The things that we were offered were fantastic.
Years ago,
kid. Yeah. We had some pizza that was gluten-free, but it was like a real Italians made it.
Oh, real Italian? Okay.
And then fucking, we went to this Italian restaurant. Matter of fact, went to this Italian restaurant called Rosella's. It was fucking fantastic. I'm like,
but
what?
There's a spot in Brixton that's just like flat. It's just like
Brixton's a hood, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's the south black part, but okay. Like they have a part there that's just like Flatbush. Like, it's just Jamaicans, you know.
Yeah,
their
I know we out there heavy. We out there heavy.
Yeah, their whole Caribbean market and all that kind
it's
of
dope.
Stuff. Like
it was dope. And there's a street where it's just straight Jamaicans on. It's pretty cool.
I think they probably showed that on Top Boy.
Huh?
Top Boy.
Oh, yeah.
You watch it?
Bruv, P, yeah. fam, yeah. I tried to watch it. I dozed off because I started watching before I went to London. And I got a couple of the fam, bruv, that bullshit.
The road man, the road's man. I don't even know how
Send
to
Send Pete food, bruv. Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, do you not speak patois good?
No, I do, but I was trying to do the British.
Oh, okay, okay.
You got to do the British patois, the one that's mixed?
Because I'm about to ask you, like, all right, if you ever travel home, right? Mm. If you ever go back to Jamaica.
Oh, I just came back from Jamaica.
Right. Okay, so if you ever go back to Jamaica and your patois is not on point, will dudes, I feel like girls will call you out, but will dudes call you out if you're... If your patois is trash?
Yeah, I've been called out. They'd be like, oh, you've been in America too long.
Oh, damn.
Like, all right.
That now is I'm not gonna rough. Say
now, just for that, now you're not getting no head. Just for that, since you want
to. Okay. That's the other thing, that, and you might be able to clear this up, but maybe I'm getting this wrong, but like in Jamaican culture, it is also not uncommon to see a girl like you with a guy like Buju Banton. Like,
but like
just
dark skin and tall and dreads?
But not attractive.
Okay, so
like, like whoever sings "Walk Like a Champion," like they look like that too.
Beautiful.
Maybe I got the wrong guy then.
Shaba is not cute.
Okay,
a Ninja Man is not cute.
But you would you fuck with a Shaba?
With a Shaba?
No
Shaba rank.
Nah.
Do you get the appeal of why girls do fuck
course,
on a Shaba?
There's American girls who fuck. Look at the Rick Rosses of the world.
Oh wow. Okay.
Did you see him doing that Jamaican thing in his house too?
Yes.
That was weird. That was weird that someone told that man open his fucking
with the titties
robe up,
yeah, cut it out.
Yeah, his old his fat bastard skin.
Them tattoos.
He had gotten slim and then got back fat, or what's going on?
I think he's slimming down, but the skin is still the skin.
Yeah, the skin. Yeah, yeah. It's not,
I'm just learning about that. You can lose a lot of weight, and all of that just be the skin.
Yeah, because
that should cut off.
When you lose the weight too fast, when your skin does that goofy shit.
Your body doesn't have a chance.
That's why they implore you to exercise.
Yeah,
but I don't know anything.
Yeah, people don't want to use.
You got exercise and you got moisturize like a motherfucker.
You got to moisturize, man.
You need moisturize when you're gonna be losing some weight there.
That's funny.
Drink water before you go to bed. Piss it out. All that shit. But nah, man. Ozempic.
I gotta get my weight back.
He said, but
I gotta
nah,
get my weight
man,
back.
Ozempic.
My thirst traps ain't hitting like that no more.
Oh, wow. You looking sick?
You post the old picture?
You looking sick on your thirst traps?
I was looking at old thirst traps. I'm like, damn.
You going to pictures?
Son.
They like, you don't look like your pictures at all.
Nah, man.
But you know what? I stopped drinking. I did mad shit that like naturally makes me just slim.
Oh, all right.
I cut out dairy and liquor.
Oh, why?
And added sugar like an idiot.
Yeah, because I remember the one picture you had. I think it was in Jamaica one of them times. You did one of them out the water Jamaica shots.
Son,
I think I liked it.
Fat.
I was like, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. So.
I mean, it's still fat, but it's like, you know, but it's just not, it's 15 pounds less.
Dang. That's like, yeah, that's a shortage.
I mean, I got the virus, so that didn't help. It's just...
Wow.
But virus is over. That was like a couple days.
We should order food. Shit. If I
know,
knew,
I'm
we should
hungry.
Order some food. Peruvian or something. Get some beans and rice
Peruvian
on you.
Food.
Get some rice and beans.
I don't eat rice no more.
Oh, that's rice. So yeah.
Why not? What's wrong with rice?
When you digest, it turns into sugar.
Really?
Well, that's
why diabetics can't. Diabetics shouldn't be eating white rice and like bread. Because when you digest that
all sugar. Damn, I'm fucking up bad.
Yeah, I don't be knowing that shit. That's wild that there's just so much sugar out there. They give
so
it to
much.
People.
It
so
just
much.
Breaks down the sugar. Like, how does the body even know to break it down?
I know,
sugar?
Right?
Like, annoying. Oh yeah.
How does sugar become bad? Like,
because the cornstarch or whatever.
Sugar.
The government, big sugar, nigga.
I don't know the difference between good sugar and bad sugar, or good fats and bad fats. So
yeah,
I just try to stay away from
fats.
Both of them. I've heard sugar. People say avocado.
That's
good.
That's a good fat.
But
good
I feel
fat.
Like you can have too much avocado, right? Like,
and
can't you
get too much good
if
fat?
If I was to just eat
too,
avocado,
right?
If I was to eat an avocado every day, wouldn't I get fat?
You would be good fat, though.
It would be a good. I don't know.
You
good
would be
fat.
A good fat.
It'd I'm be going to heaven with my fat.
And that's right. The good fat. That's the one that don't clog your shit up. It just
Dave,
you're
getting
fat.
A little thick.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, I started drinking again.
Ah, see the liquor. The liquor is what I'm telling you.
I think it's the liquor. I've been flying a lot. Also, which I feel like that does something, that cabin pressure.
When you're on the road, you don't eat well.
I try to, and I run when I'm on the road.
I'll never try to eat
I do try to run when I'm on the road.
You stop midline. Yeah. He's like, I try. No,
French
I
toast, burgers, cheese fries, all
saying,
that
when
shit.
When you're on the road, yeah, it's hard to eat.
And we was in different countries, so we trying out different country shit.
Wait, yeah, so where else y'all went other than England?
We went to Belgium.
Oh, okay.
Belgium, Geneva, and Paris. So we was just out there.
Geneva is which part? No, which
Switzerland.
Country? Switzerland. Okay. Yeah, and then Paris, obviously, is France.
Drinking
nice
all this coffee and shit, all these chocolates that look like that are like expensive and fucking all these little restaurants we was going. We was being fly. Like we spent out there spending money. So it was like it was real. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Then we yeah got home.
It's bad.
And started
it's hard
doing
to
weird
eat
shit
on the road.
It's so hard.
It's hard to eat good here, man.
No,
nah,
when
like,
I'm at the crib,
now,
I'm eating like good.
But
I mean,
you be I be seeing the cooking videos.
Yeah,
like,
I be cooking some
down
good food.
She was throwing down. Oxtails and shit. You be like, damn,
I'm complaining about food this now. I'm getting at this stage in my life. They done put a halal truck across the street from my
oh
apartment.
Shit, some halal.
I don't like it.
Are you still in the bush?
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the sty now.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
but okay, so
month
you know my corner. And they put, someone parked their fucking halal truck right on the corner. I got halal
is
lights.
It's tempting you?
I mean, not yet, but I got halal lights in my bedroom.
Halal lights. That
all night long.
You gonna
man
want some lamb.
Yeah.
I'm yeah, you come home drunk one night, you're gonna be glad
be like,
he outside.
I want some
nah
lamb.
If he ever pulls off, you're gonna be sick that one night you drunk and you're like, where he at?
Yeah. I don't like, one, yeah, that's the thing, because he stays there till like 3-something in the morning before he finally shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, my neighborhood was already getting kind of good at like, everything closes at like 11:30. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then like there might be like one deli open until like 1-2, you know, and then Peppa's, the Jamaican
yep
spot, is open
24/7.
Right.
I love that spot.
But like, you know, like Peppa's is a bit different. Like you gonna make a come, and that's real food. That's
yeah,
real
that's
chicken.
Food.
Right. Although the late night, that chicken just been on the grill all night. So you
yeah,
know, it's dried out in the morning.
Yeah.
But
if you're hungry.
Yeah, if you're hungry enough.
I wish there was a Pepper in Bushwick. It's not. You got to go. Where y'all?
I don't want to come to Bushwick. I don't want them to.
Bushwick stinks. So no, just go. It's just my neighborhood. I just like it because I've been there for 10 years. But
I went to the doggy park there today.
Yeah.
Which one?
We be out there. Mary Hernandez? Yeah.
Hernandez.
That is not a dog park.
Why do you know that you don't even have a dog?
Huh? Because
yeah,
we
used to work out there.
We used to work out there and we were pissed off.
See all them dogs.
At the dog
people. I thought you were going to say pissed on by the dogs. I'm like,
No. They be in the people part.
You know how many people have been raped and murdered in
Jesus
Maria Hernandez?
Why would you do that right now?
There are dogs all over the place.
It's damn during the day. I didn't need to hear all that rape stuff. It's in the morning we be
all right,
working
so
out.
So hold on, because now this means we'll never see what person Eva is mm-hmm because we know Maria Hernandez very well. We worked out in that park for uh-huh years, all right?
They got the pull-up
where
bus.
Do you take your dog? Do you take him to the little AstroTurf field, or do you take him to the one of the two
where they be throwing the ball?
Parks?
Well, today was my first time ever there.
Okay.
So we just walked in, and then we walked around straight to the doggy park. She
okay
played with her friends, and then we did.
Okay, so where
good
the dogs is at? You
yeah
don't, you don't be
the
on the little Astro field?
Nah. Be.
Okay, because there's a field, AstroTurf, that they just built.
And the dogs be on there.
And it's plenty of signs
shitting
that say...
You're not supposed to do that.
And
pissing
motherfuckers do not care.
No, they don't.
And this is stuff that's starting to turn me into a Karen or a
yeah
Ken, where I mean, you see the sign.
Yeah.
I'm over here trying to work out, and your dog is in my face wanting to play fetch right now.
That, because my thing is, there's designated areas for the dog.
Yeah.
So take their ass over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by my crib, there's a park that doesn't have a doggy. So that people just put their dog on the turf or whatever the fuck.
Right.
So I can see why they, you know, it's like, oh, where am I putting my dog at?
See, my thing that makes me mad about them coming to the field thing was sometimes, and you'll see this the more you go to Maria Hernandez, sometimes the field gonna get fucked up. Like if it's a 3-day weekend, they gonna trash that place on Sunday or Monday. So it's gonna be, those people don't bring their dog when it's dirty.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They wait until it's clean. So it's like, so there's clearly other places for you to take your dog.
Yes,
and you
right
do. You know what I mean?
You found another place to take them.
Right. And y'all wait until they clean that park up. Like, I'm there regardless because I work out in fire truck. What is that called? Firework garbage.
Oh,
you
yeah
know, them motherfuckers will shoot off boxes of fireworks and there'll just be
oh
residue there.
Oh, yeah, Maria.
That shit, it take them like 3 days to clean all that shit
dirty
up. You know
there
what I mean?
And they be out there early dirtying shit up. It'd be like 7 bums. They got the music playing. They having a good old time with their carts.
Uh-huh.
It's all kinds of shit going on.
Yeah.
It'd be dirty in that park early in the game. Yeah,
I do
want to
see.
Whew, Maria Hernandez is crazy. Well, I love that park.
I do want to cut to a video just as we talk about this because I'm curious what this is. This is what your local Habibi Deli is doing.
All right.
Oh,
let's
my
watch.
God.
Talking about stuff like this.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't
Let's
know.
Get
it might
gross
be good. It might. I don't think it's disgusting. I haven't seen this.
It's gonna
video.
Come over here.
They grinding up all the roaches, making it into a sauce.
I just had a sandwich too. I just had a long hero sandwich before this. And it came in. And the guy gave me the wrong sandwich. There's nothing I could do about it. I just came home.
Yeah. I don't want to eat. I got to eat something.
Yeah, I wanted a chicken parm thing, mozzarella. That shit was all kinds of lunch meat and roast beef.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that is why I'm getting thick.
Because you're definitely getting thick, honey. But it looks good.
Damn.
Oh, God damn. Been smoking a lot, too.
Smoking make you thinner.
It will. No, well.
It depends.
It depends if you eat a whole bunch of shit afterwards.
Oh, wow. You hit shit hard on that one. So
shit.
Bunch of shit afterwards.
You know how you straight men eat? straight men. That's the test, right? Like, if you go out with a man and he get a salad, ew, I'm done with you eating.
That was a Seinfeld episode. Like
that's funny. That was I don't mind if he eats salad. The last guy I was talking to, he was vegan. I didn't mind. But he started talking to me. Oh.
Oh, no.
Go shorty. It's your birthday. We gonna sip a party like it's your birthday. We gonna have a party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they be in the store too long, bro.
Yo, 50 is famous, man.
You can find me in the club. You can find me in the club.
Like, they don't even want
to be. You didn't have to cut me off. Now you're doing.
This is what I'm talking about. We be fucking other cultures up when they come to America, don't we?
What you mean with the songs? Oh, he's still going.
Thanks, Pony. He's supposed to just be in here working, bro. He ain't here trying to go viral.
His work, you could be talking about him on No Need for Vibe.
I know. I understand that. I'm giving him exactly what he's looking for. But I'm like, damn, bro.
You gave the nigga the views.
Just sell the sandwiches and relax, bro. You already getting all the.
We posted it like, here you go.
Yeah.
We just helped him out. We served this nigga up.
Everything now.
Yeah. You ever see them other dudes, them videos where the dudes be playing with, like, they be fucking with people, like
the pranksters.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yes.
Where they'll tell the kids one, like, all right, if you answer a question, I'll give you like a certain amount of time to run around and grab whatever you can from the store.
Oh, I never seen that one.
You never seen
that one? I know the ones where they like at the hood ass corner stores. Like, all right, babe. And they're like, nigga, don't call me babe. Like, I've seen
those. Oh, you seen the one where they be in the hood and the dude give him a pink lighter? You ever seen that one? They'll ask for a lighter, he give him a pink one, and then he'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Let me get grabber. I'm like, all right, babe, here you go. He's like, don't fuck.
They be ready to smack
them.
They be ready to smack right. these niggas. Yeah, man. I don't know why they testing our homophobia like that.
This is so funny. I'm like, you that in a gentrified. They be in Brownsville, dude. I'm like, nigga, you want to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
Pink lighter! And the nigga almost wrecked the store.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you doing? Give me a pink lighter. That shit had me in tears.
Damn.
It had me in tears. He wrecked the store because homie gave him a pink lighter to fuck with him. It was so funny.
He wrecked the store, but I got the views, though.
Yeah, he got the views. Right. Got the views. He showed how crazy it is out there, but
that's nuts. Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Niggas was trying to shoot him up over that pink lighter. It was pretty wild.
That's nuts.
Have you ever spazzed out on a deli owner?
I can see that.
Why?
Because I've been seeing what you do to hecklers.
That's different. I'm at work. You
It's not. But you don't do it with a smile on your face. I've seen you just get mean with motherfuckers. So I'm like, oh, yeah, she got it in her.
No, I don't really cuss out. Like
yeah,
that.
I never really got into it.
I'm just trying to marry me for me to. He don't be trying to fuck my shit up.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right. He be like, I didn't marry you. I'm like, okay. Just.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep that door open. You got to keep the door cracked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He be on his best behavior.
You said the Habibi, he be playing with you when I'm not with you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he be flirting
like,
and shit?
I'll get something, and it's like clearly more than $2, and he'll be like, $40. And it's like a chips and donuts.
Oh,
but
he
only does that when I'm by myself.
Oh,
he
be shooting.
Dave, he's like, how much?
That's a shoot. He be shooting.
Oh, yeah.
They don't.
Also, the same thing with the marriage proposals. Like, I get that I look Moroccan a lot. So they'll be like, where are you from? You look like a woman from back home that I left behind.
And wow.
I'm not marrying you. I'm
trying to pick him up. That's me trying to pick up your chick, man.
Mm-hmm. But if you left shorty, why would I want to fuck with you? Yeah, like why would
we look at it? Why you leave shorty behind?
Yeah.
The fuck, man.
That's wild.
Nah, man. People be with that concubine shit.
Let me tell you. So the last guy I was talking to, he deaded me, which I didn't see coming. Well, I kind of saw it coming, but he was just like, "Oh, you always out all night doing shows. You be having niggas in your face all night. Like that's usually what I go through with guys. That's really why I've been crazy. Because people be like, "Oh, you must be crazy. Because you know, you funny and pretty. Like, you got to be crazy. Why you ain't got no man?" I'm like, I wish I was crazy because crazy bitches stay with a man.
Yeah.
They stay cuffed.
Mm-hmm.
So
crazy girls do weird stuff, like put coochie juices in your spaghetti. All that weird shit. You're not even 100% sure whether that shit works. They will
try it.
Something
grandmama told them to do.
They will try it. Yep.
So, yeah.
Make you fall in love. Throw the coochie juice on the spaghetti to make them fall in love.
And I also have a bit talking about it, too, because I used to work at a mental, like a homeless shelter for the mentally ill. It was a women's shelter in East New York.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and I was there for a little while, and none of them bitches were single.
Oh, really?
So for you to tell me I must be crazy, why? Like, there's bitches who legitimately have mental illnesses and they are cuffed and it's regular guys. It's not like her man is also at the homeless shelter court. Like, it's like, son, it was regular niggas pulling up, like fly niggas, like BMW ass niggas, like. And I would be gagging. I would be gagging.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Coming to pick their shorty up.
Asylum pussy?
Yes.
Asylum pussy.
Because some of them were allowed to leave.
That's
a lot of them were allowed to
wild.
Leave.
I mean, that's probably the wildest shit ever.
But like, if you were in asylum that way, are you paying to be there? Like,
no,
that's not. It's
no,
not
it's
rich people.
Government funded asylum, pussy. Oh, that's probably the greatest shit ever.
You're not gonna be paying to be crazy in East New York.
That's probably the best. That's probably the ill nine down there.
Yep. The ill nine.
That's should call that place. The ill nine.
I talk about on stage. I'm like, my self esteem plummeted, bro. I'm like, if a bitch was schizophrenia, I'm like, this bitch got three boyfriends and two of them niggas is real.
She said one is God, but these other two, Raheem and Khalil, they real. I see them niggas.
They be bringing this bitch chocolates and shit. They be bringing this bitch peanut butter cups. Like, wait, what?
I talk about it on stage because this shit hurts my feelings. Because when people are like, oh, you gotta be crazy. What happened? You crazy, ain't you crazy? Nigga, I wish.
But ain't that what they say? Like, if you like a hoe that's getting ran through, don't. Isn't it like
funny.
A weird emotional attachment to all that dick that will make a woman crazy?
Hmm.
Like, doesn't a chick getting ran through?
You guys want to know?
I feel like there's a thing. Like, a chick's getting ran through. It's going to fuck with your brain. You know what I mean? Like,
but I've seen interviews where bitches love to get ran. Maybe we get them in there here and we can have a conversation.
Thoughtsgiving,
On Thoughtsgiving, maybe next year.
I mean, could you see that with a lot of porn stars, too, man? Crazy. Like, the porn stars are absolutely you know what I mean?
And they be having husbands and boyfriends.
Yeah.
And a lot of suicides.
Like, hey, they off here fucking and whatever, but, you know, she'll come and we'll talk about it on the podcast.
I'm just like, wow. Like,
I don't know if I want to live like that.
See, we were talking about this last night, and follow me. This is going to sound a little weird. And
okay,
stuff,
go ahead.
But has the value of a woman's body gone down?
Because of BBLs?
No, but because of like what dudes seem to be getting if they do stuff. Meaning like, is all these accusations of like rich people paying people a lot of money to do gay stuff but be quiet about it?
Yeah.
So it's almost like the value of man body is more than one. Because women ain't getting paid, but dudes seem to be getting paid
really
to be quiet.
Huh.
Everybody, we was having this conversation last night where they go like, it seemed like every black man that is successful has to let a white guy fuck him to be successful. That's what
I
we always
totally
put on.
I believe that.
See what I'm saying? So,
man, I'm so mad.
To an extent.
But...
to an extent.
Okay, this would have been a crazy ass. To see how many comics was in the room?
It was nothing but comics.
So, yeah, I want to say this. Yeah, that would have been a good one to sit in on.
It's just a wild thing. Like, we paint this narrative that, like, a black man can't be successful
without the white fucking.
Right.
All right.
But, like, that's a huge check to cut.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they'll say, like, all right, I'll give an example. I wasn't saying this. I don't believe this, but this is what was said last night at the hang. That Diddy got his money from Clive Davis, who gave him $42 million because he let him get the booty. And you go, like, well, that's crazy because chicks ain't getting $42
million. Right.
To give up no ass.
Because I feel like if a girl talks, it's not as embarrassing as if a man says, yo, he fucked me. They're embarrassed by it.
That's more
so it's
stock.
That's
more drama stock.
Part that they're paying for.
Yeah, but that still makes it more valuable, right?
I guess.
Some twisted,
in
a very back-twisted way, the embarrassment fuels the value
right, that's
of
what causes the rarity of it.
Wow.
Right? It's the same reason why, like, you know, certain precious metals, why is gold cost more? Well, because some little boy had to lose his arm.
Yeah, exactly. No, dead ass.
Somebody lost their ass for that gold. You gotta lose your ass to be.
I don't feel like every black man who's successful, because like I feel like Nas never reached like the heights that he could have because he's not with certain shit.
He just got the Grammy and dropped six albums.
How many years later?
But that's fine.
No, what I'm saying, I feel like
If he'd have did something, if he'd gave up some booty, he'd have got there faster.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he's like
from who though? Who?
What you mean? The white men who are pulling the strings. The
homosexual men. Nah, he got a waffle and chicken shop. Let that.
Wait, wait.
He did good.
No, I'm not saying he's not successful. Yeah. What I'm saying, he's not.
But it's Jews
up there
that are doing
this. Even though, yeah, the guys who are the most powerful are homosexual Jewish white men. I'm not making. Please don't cancel me, nigga. I'm not making shit up.
Nobody canceling you.
Because it's going to come out in 10 years and they're going
to be
like,
no need for apologies. There's no need for apologies.
I'm not saying anything bad about them. They're just running the shit.
That's great.
And here's the thing. Me and my homie was talking about this because we was like, dudes, they'll point other dudes out. Oh, he only successful because he be sucking dick.
That's
he
some hating giving... ass shit, though.
But it's right? also a thing of so like, too. You also mad because you have not been presented with dick to suck to get ahead.
That's another angle. Because
I'll be honest with you.
Why are you so covetous?
I don't know where these dicks are to suck to get ahead and show
and
business.
They like, well, show me the dick.
Right.
But if they see
you,
it,
so yeah.
if they're presented with the dick and they with the shits.
That's a funny take.
Yeah.
Why are you so worried about it? Because you weren't, that's a wild
Because that's why I got to tell you. I'm like, I have not been presented. I highly doubt. I can't say 100%, but I highly doubt I would take it.
I remember
But I've also not been presented with any dick that they could be like, yo, you want to get ahead, Dave? And I'm like,
nah.
Huh.
Like, yeah, because I couldn't do
I've been doing comedy for 18 years.
I've been doing comedy for 20
not
fucking years,
been offered
it's
a
like,
dick
if
yet.
Whoopi Goldberg or like Rosie O'Donnell were like, yo, if I'll push you to the next level if you, I'm like, nah,
for some, so for some Whoopi pussy?
I'm good, bro.
Some Rosie O'Donnell? Woo.
Rosie O'Donnell?
You wouldn't chop on some Rosie O'Donnell for a little spot?
I don't know Rosie O'Donnell, but Rosie O'Donnell? Nah.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, that's the
really?
Name of a pussy.
You wouldn't be able to
Rosie
O'Donnell. Pinch your nose and dive in.
I would hate every award, everything I get after that. Cause I wouldn't be able to be happy. Bro.
That's right.
I'd be sick, bro.
Her heart is right. Her heart is gold.
I'd be sick,
The
son.
Biggest rumor with the Harvey Weinstein situation is that Jennifer Lawrence fucked him.
Okay.
Who's and that again?
Jennifer Lawrence is the skinny chick from Hunger Games.
Okay.
Okay, so if you, a lot of people are 50-50, but most people don't think she's that good of an actress, especially because she got an award for one of her movies. And everyone's like, oh, this is all due to the fact that she fucked Harvey.
Jesus.
And I mean,
and
yeah.
And she kept quiet when all that shit came out. She didn't say anything.
So, that's what I'm saying. All right, Toto Tower, the two of you. Nat.
She should
Tiana,
stay quiet, though.
Has anyone offered you guys anything to get ahead? You don't even have to say who it was. It's
Hell yeah.
Yes or no.
Are you kidding me?
Has anyone
wow.
offered
oh, that's a weekly
you
basis
sex
in my
to
life.
Get ahead in your career?
Wow. Has anyone offered it to me? No.
No? Okay. Thank you, Nat, for being honest.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
To get ahead in the business.
To get ahead in the
like
business.
Not like a promised you're going to get this exactly, but like a stick with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
I've gotten that.
Don't you suck no dick for a crack door.
Right. My thing is, you
have
to.
A lot of people are sucking dick to get into fucking SNL after parties. Like, they're not.
Here
doing
we go.
Right.
What you mean?
Here we go.
No, here we go. Right.
Those are easy parties to get into.
For
stop.
You.
Oh, yeah, because,
yeah,
you know,
you're
I'm on.
A celebrity.
Not a young girl.
A young girl?
A
no.
A young comic. A
I
young
think a young
female.
Comic
young comics
should be able
sucking
to get
in an SNL
free.
Party. That's a brittle spirit.
That's
I,
also.
I ain't never been to one.
Me neither, because
I can take you to
dick.
One.
Yeah, take me to one.
No, you
now,
ain't gotta,
now
you
sound
to
like
that.
Dudes is hating. Now you sound like disgruntled rapper. Yeah, because I don't suck no dick.
I don't suck no dick.
So that's why you don't see me up in there.
Cut it out. All right, if there's a hot one. We'll,
no, I'm not. That was a bad example. But there
but that would be
people,
funny if you take Eva and then everybody just assumed that she sucked your dick to get there.
That'd be fucked up.
They would know better.
They would know better. She a comic. I can get comics in.
She just said comics are sucking dick to
no,
get in
the
SNL
No, those
must
be the white ones. Those must be the white ones. I ain't no black bitches doing
that.
No,
open micers. Open micers.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I've definitely had someone offer, like, fuck with me and I'm gonna do this then a third. I'm like,
oh shit. And you can go for it.
You didn't believe
your heart is right. You believe in yourself. Just do that.
Yeah, because my thing is like,
is there anybody that you would believe? Like if a celebrity of a certain status.
I would have to get this shit first.
Okay.
I would have to see the contract. I would suck the dick while I'm signing the motherfucker. Like, cause I'm not sucking dick and then hoping and praying niggas come through. But that's what we're not doing.
Right.
So the bag gotta be right in front of you.
But it has to be.
So here go the bag. You suck the dick right here, but the bag is right there.
Yeah, it would have to. You know what I'm saying?
There's gotta be in peripheral.
I'm not saying I would
suck the dick if you can see the bag from the dick.
If
you can
see Mr. Netflix come through, if Senor Netflix.
Mr. Netflix.
If Mr. Netflix
come through with a bag next to my head.
Yes. Oh, I would have to sign.
It got to be Netflix?
I would have to sign. Like, it would have to be on some, like, sign. and sign it. At the same motherfucking time.
Yeah.
So I would have to know that once he busts this nut, I'm still Gucci.
Is it just for Mr. Netflix, though?
Mr. HBO could get it too.
Mr. Peacock.
Max. Mr. Max.
Yeah, Mr. Tubi.
Mr. Max.
Nah, Mr. Tubi, not. Absolutely not. This nigga can't even get a hand job. Are you dumb?
What you say,
I'm
Mr.
blocking this nigga.
Mr. Tubi?
I'm blocking Mr. Tubi. He can't even get a. I'm leaving this nigga on red.
Fuck Mr. Tubi.
Absolutely
Mr. Tubi can't even get a
Mr.
date.
Mr. Netflix.
You
Mr.
can't
Max.
Even take me out, Mr. Tubi. Oh, shit.
Mr. Showtime, any of them. They can get it.
Tubi can kick rocks.
I'll fuck Mr. YouTube before I fuck Mr. Tubi. Get the fuck out of here.
Put Tubi in the friend zone.
Yeah.
Keep that
sure.
nigga away from me. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck Mr. Tubi. I love Eva Everton.
Yeah,
let's take a break.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from the scene here. Cool off for a bit. We're here with Eva Evans. Eva, give your handle on social where people can find you if they're looking for you.
Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, shit.
What's the other shit? Is TikTok.
It's all the same.
Or Eva Evans Comedy. E-V-A-E-V-A-N-S Comedy. All right. One word.
So make
and
sure.
And then, you know, my merch, Mascara and Spliff, right. I wore it today.
Mascara and Spliff.
Yes.
Did that show. Fun show.
Yeah. Thank you. So make sure you DM with the contract.
Right. Right.
Bag already secured.
Everybody that's except it. Mr. Tubi.
Everybody except Mr. Tubi.
Mr. Tubi.
All right. We'll be back in a little bit with Eva Evans. No need for apologies.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.